to come up to where I am, to set yourself apart for me and for my purposes. Not to ask me to come down to where you are and to fit in with your pattern and your motion. But of people that say, God, I've got to give myself to you in a fresh way, because I've realized I've given myself to other things instead of really giving myself to you. It's a time to draw near. It's a time to re-enter the throne room and live your life from that place. It's a time to live from the place of worshiping at my footstool. It's a time to bow self down and re-enter the throne room. To be a people who know my face. To be a people who know me intimately. To be a people where the whole fiber of their being cries out to know me and to walk with me. Not to be contaminated or half-hearted or lukewarm in any way, but to be hot, to be on fire, to have the passion of who I am deep down in the depth of your being, crying out to know me and to walk with me and to honor me. I'm a holy God. And I've called you as a holy people. I'm calling you to decontaminate. I'm calling you to throw off the things that hinder and the sin that can so easily entangle. Calling you as a people to come up higher. To come up to where I am. Are you ready to bow self down? Are you ready to lay your life down? Are you ready to worship me at my footstool? Are you ready to re-enter my throne room and live from that place? Are you ready for my eyes of fire to pierce down into the depths of your being with a holy fire? With a grip that takes hold of the depth of your life, where your response is, God, don't let go. Don't let go, but get a hold of me in a greater way. Don't let go, just continue to grab the depth of my being, the depth of who I am. Don't let me go in any way, God. I don't want to live without knowing and walking with you. I've set 2014 apart as a year of being decontaminated, as a year of being holy, to walk with me in my ways and in my truth, with clean hands and a pure heart. I've been realigning you so that you line up with me, so that you live and walk and move as a holy people. Jesus taught you how to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name. I am your holy Father, and I call you to walk with me in a holy relationship. There is nothing in me that is contaminated. There is nothing in me that is infected. There is nothing in me that even is a spot or a wrinkle. And as you walk with me, there's a decontamination that takes place in your life. There's a work of holiness that takes place in your life. And what you find rises up within you is, God, I don't want to live unclean. I don't want to live impure. I don't want anything to contaminate me, soul or body. What you find rising in the depth of your being is, God, I want to live in holiness. I want to live clean. I want to live pure. I want to live uncontaminated. I want to live detoxed from the world and what it smells like and tastes like and feels like. I want to live detoxed from all of that. Jesus Just wherever you are, just respond to him right now. It's great to lie before him and kneel before him, but just respond to what he's saying to us as a people at this moment. Just whatever that response is from your heart right now, just talk to him. Don't just be there silent now. Respond to him. He's just spoken to us. Now you make a personal response to him, whatever that is in your heart. It might be, God, I'm lukewarm, or it feels like that at this moment, even though I haven't felt like I've been lukewarm. At this moment, I suddenly feel lukewarm because of what you're saying. God, I want to move into a new place with you. When God speaks, it's because he says, come on, come up higher, draw closer, walk with me. He's turning the heat up upon us as a people. It's not just Christmas holiday coming up. We can back off for a bit. We want to just press into God in our lives, in our days. How he calls us to live holy, whether now or in January. He calls us to walk with him now or in January. He's called us as a people that honor and glorify him, that his name is glorified and lifted up through a people who want to honor him and see his name magnified and see his name resound in the lives of others as well as our own. Just at this moment feel like I've taken my foot off the gas, then Father, I just want to press my foot back down on the accelerator. I don't want to cruise. I don't want to stay in neutral. I put my foot down afresh right now to draw near to you, to come re-enter the throne room. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you grab hold of me right now afresh tonight. I thank you that you've alerted me, you've woken me up. You stirred me afresh. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are stirring your people up afresh so that we don't live lukewarm, we don't live half-hearted, but we live fully, wholeheartedly, passionately, to know you, to seek after you, to walk with you, so that that genuine cry from our heart is, there's one thing I ask and one thing that I seek, and that's to know you, that's to walk with you, that's to know you in your holiness, in your temple, in your holiness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. God always starts with us. Before we can pray for anything or anybody else, he always starts with those that are here to pray. It feels a bit tonight like we're a bit of a remnant in the church here to pray tonight. But as we respond, something will happen, not just tonight, but even this Sunday. Something needs to happen this Sunday in the people. Something needs to happen in this church, every congregation in these coming weeks. Something needs to happen, a new fire, a new passion, a new hunger, a new longing, a detoxing, a decontamination, a giving over, a setting apart. Something new and fresh must happen in this church in the next few weeks, to come out of lukewarmness, to come out of compromise, to come out of half-heartedness, to come out of grace, grace, where it's, oh, well, it's all right. No, it's not all right. Not with the Holy God and the Holy One that says, come on, guys. There's more at stake than just living life in the way that you want to live it. Come on, come up to how I am and what I'm saying and what I've mandated you as a people. You're an apostolic, prophetic people that are set apart for my holy purposes. Lay down your life, surrender your life afresh to who I am. It's time to become mature. It's time to grow as people. It's time to live and take responsibility for the vision, the mission, the mandate that I've given you. It's time to rise up and to grab hold with both hands everything that I've promised, everything that I've decreed. It's time to take responsibility and live in the way that lives that out and demonstrates that. Sense God's passionate heart tonight. God's passionate heart for us tonight. a little bit of an edge to it. I kind of sense from God tonight, because he's like, come on, guys, come on, kingdom faith. Come on, you're more than this. 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 Come on, kingdom faith. It's like God speaking to everybody who's not here as well as those that are here. He's saying, come on, kingdom faith. You're more than this. You're more than just trickling along. You're more than just trundling along. You're more than just first and second gear. Come on. I've called you to operate fully in me. Come on, kingdom faith. Come on, you're more than this. It's time to be who I've called you to be. Rise up as the people of God. Rise up as the people I've called you to be in this day, in this hour, in this time. Jesus, 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 Lord, 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 Jesus, Jesus. As you stand, as you're before him, whatever you're doing, standing, kneeling, lying, whatever you're doing, just present yourself afresh towards him. Father, my life is not my own, it belongs to you. You've bought me with a price. Just take your hands off your life. Where you put your hands back on it, just take your hands off right now. Father, sorry that I put my hands back on my life, thinking it's my life instead of it's yours to do whatever you want with. Father, so I just take my hands off where I've tried to protect myself. Where I've tried to put my hands back on it and take control. Father, I just let go tonight. I submit my will afresh to you. I submit my will afresh to you tonight, Holy One. My life belongs to you. It's yours. You bought it with your blood. You paid the ultimate price. It belongs to you. Have your way. Do what you want, Holy Spirit, in this temple. In this living stone, Holy Spirit, do what you want to do in this body, in this life. Do what you want to do, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Do what you want to do in me, in this life, in this body, in this temple, in this living stone. Take control. Have the reins back where I've tried to take them back a bit. Even if I haven't realized it, have them back. Lead, guide, be Lord, Master. Jesus, where there's been self-concern, I just lay it down right now. Where there's been self-preservation, I lay it down right now. Where there's been any fear, I lay it down right now. Where there's been control, where I've sought to control things, I lay it down. I lay it down. I lay it down at your feet. I lay it down at your feet. I lay it down. Everything. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Where I've compartmentalized stuff. This is my work life. This is my home life. This is my spiritual bit. This is my church bit. This is my whatever bit. God, I lay it all down. Forgive me for compartmentalizing my life. Put it in boxes and kind of having this bit for that and that bit for the other and my space for that. God, I lay it down right now. Walls that I put up that segregated my life into parts. I shatter all those walls right now, that they're pushed over, broken down right now, so that you have full access to everything that is yours, Father. Everything that is yours, Father. Have full access into the whole of my being right now. Into every part of it, to my mind, my emotions, my body, my will, my heart, my spirit, have control. Be Lord, be on the throne. As I worship at your footstool, be on the throne of my life. Be on the throne of what belongs to you. I thank you for your breath, just a fresh breathing through every fiber of my being. Just as he breathes his life afresh into you right now. His breath breathing right through your whole being now. Like he breathed into Adam's nostrils and life came into him. He breathes right now, right into the depths of your being, his life, his breath, just breathing afresh into you right now. My life, my life, my life, breathing into you right now. Breathing into the depths of your being, filling you with life, filling you with who I am, filling you with my spirit, filling you and consuming you. Every fiber of your being afresh right now. Every fiber of your being, as I breathe into you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is being gentle, but yet very strong, firm. What I sense on his heart is he's wanting to take a hold of us, grab a hold of us as a people. It's like he's so passionate. He wants to grab a hold of us. Come on. This is who you are. This is what I've called you to be. This is what I've mandated you to see happen and to see outwork through your life. It's time to rise to that, time to stand in that, time to move in that in a whole other dimension that you've seen and known. It's time to rise out of whatever has held you back. Rise out of whatever slumber there might be. Rise out of any passivity that there might be or familiarity. Rise up out of all of it, kingdom faith. And rise to be the people I've called you to be. Rise to be this apostolic, prophetic people I've called you to be. Rise to live for the mandate that I've called you to be as a catalyst for my revival purposes in this nation and beyond. Rise to be those people that are set apart, living holy, living fully for me and who I am. Make sure everything's stripped off that wants to hold you back. Everything, anything that might be half-hearted, lukewarm, or just familiar, just everything, just strip it off right now. That's not part of who I am. That's not who I'm called to be. I'm called to be full on with God. I'm called to be one who is set apart. I'm called to be one that has the fire of the Holy Spirit going through the whole of my being. Representation of an army of people that are part of kingdom faith. Just stand before him right now. And as you stand before his throne right now, it's like he holds out his scepter of authority towards you right now, and he places that scepter of authority, and he firstly places it on your right shoulder, then your left shoulder, and he holds it out over you, that scepter of authority, and he holds it from one shoulder then onto the next, and then he rest it on your head. And he says, I, as you before my throne, I stretch out my authority towards you. I stretch out my arm towards you right now, my arm of authority. And I stretch out this scepter of authority and anoint you afresh right now for my purposes, to live for me, to glorify me. And I hold out this scepter of authority over you right now. And I mandate you to go in my name. I mandate you to live in my name. I mandate you to go in my name. I mandate you to go in my authority, to release decrees, to release my purposes, to release my word, to release my life, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to go in my name, to see me work. But I hold out this scepter of authority over you, and I anoint you afresh. I anoint you afresh right now by my Spirit. I anoint you afresh to go in my name, to move in my name, to act in my name, to speak in my name, to go in my name, to do in my name. I anoint you afresh with the authority of who I am, from my throne room out to the streets of your lives. You go in my name. Just begin to pray in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit just work a deeper expression of how He wants to pray in you and through you, and a deeper expression right now. God is doing something in your life right now. He's doing something in your spirit right now. Just let Him express something in a deeper way in your spirit. He is forming Christ in you. He is forming Christ in you. He is forming His purposes in you. He is forming His purposes in you. Just give yourself to Him right now. Rete gegeste kite brotala giderede Ruba bahani giste dede rahani giste to gete brabe robo rede Brande le kiste tegege brotolo brede. He's forming His purposes in you right now. Just keep praying. He's forming His purposes in your spirit right now. Keep praying. It's important. Keep praying. He is forming His purposes in you so that you carry His purposes in you. So that you pray from a place of substance, a place of hearing God, a place of carrying His heart, carrying His purpose. He's forming things in you right now. Just keep praying, keep going, keep praying. Come on, guys, this is important for 2014. He's forming lives. He's forming salvation. He's forming deliverance. He's forming healings. He's forming breakthroughs. He's forming towns. He's forming cities. He's even forming nations on the inside of your spirit. Keep going, guys. Come on, this is important. There's something happening in the spirit tonight. Over kingdom faith, in kingdom faith. Keep going, keep going. Just give yourself to the Holy Spirit right now. He is forming His purposes in you. Nations in your spirit. You have visited nations and you have had nations in your heart. And you've gone carrying burdens that I've placed in your heart for nations, and you've visited and you've imparted. But what I'm now doing is forming nations in your spirit. Forming nations in your spirit. And you're not just going to visit nations with something in your heart. You're going to carry the nation in the depth of your spirit. And as you step across the borders into these nations, there's going to be a release of my spirit. There's going to be a release of my kingdom. There's going to be a release of the dominion of my kingdom into these nations. And it's going to go into the ground, into the roots, into the core, into the depths of these nations. And there's going to be a resounding of my word, a resounding of my spirit, a release of my kingdom purposes into the depths of these nations. It's then going to begin from the ground to swell up. And you're going to see moves of my spirit. You're going to see incredible acts of my spirit in these nations in a way that you've thought of and you've been wondering, can I really see things to that degree and that dimension? But because I'm putting nations in your spirit right now, there's going to be a release of my kingdom far beyond anything you've seen, far beyond anything you could ask or imagine, anything you've even thought of in your mind. Could this be God? I'm going to do that and far, far more. There's great favor that's going to go before you. Favor that's going to go before you. Favor with authorities. Favor with royalty. Favor with governments. Some people have said, you're unusual. You're a bit strange. Some have said, you've even got a bit of a nerve in the way you go about doing things. But I put a boldness of faith in you. See, that authority that they see, they might not understand, but it's authority that comes from me. As you've submitted your life and your heart and your whole family to me, there's an authority upon your life. There's a scepter that rests upon you that is a royal scepter. And because you go as a royal ambassador, there's doors that open up to you into nations that no man can shut. Because an ambassador can go through doors that nobody else can go through. They have to have permission. But because you already have permission from me, there are doors you're going to walk through, situations you're going to come into, and nations are going to begin to be impacted because of the anointing and the grace that I placed upon your life. As well as the power of my word going out at a different level than you've seen and known, the types of miracles and wonders are going to accompany the word are going to astound you. And you're going to be amazed. At times you're going to be left speechless knowing that was God. It had nothing to do with me. But this is the hour that you've been longing for. This is the time that you've been living for. And these days that you're coming into are going to be days that you've known there's going to come a time when I see and live and move in these things. And now is the entrance to that time and that hour. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You do things that no man can do. We praise your name, Father. We Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift our hands, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're awesome, Lord. You're mighty, Lord. You're mighty, Lord. Where's Sharon? Sharon, can you come down? Thank you, Jesus. 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 You've lived in one place and had primarily one place on your heart. But I'm now expanding the capacity of your life to carry not just one place in one nation, but I'm expanding the capacity of your life to carry towns and cities and nations. This is a time where I'm going to take you beyond what is possible. I'm going to take you into the impossible. I'm going to take you into an adventure with me, a life with me that is far beyond anything you could ever dream of or think is possible. The favor that already rests upon you is favor for what I'm taking you into. And you've sensed in yourself, God, I know there's something that is about to explode. And there's been not a fear, but a little bit of apprehension to know, what does this mean? But I've led you this far to get to this point, and this is just the beginning. Everything to this point has been preparing the ground for what is about to begin. Expanding the capacity of your life to be able to carry, to be able to shoulder the yoke that I'm resting on your life as you walk with me. It's a yoke that I'm yoked with, but you're yoked with me. And there's a yoke that I'm placing upon your life now that others won't be able to carry, because for them it will be a burden. For you it's a yoke. And that yoke will be light and easy for you because of the grace and the calling upon your life. Others will look and say, how can you carry that? How can you operate with that? How can you handle that? But you know there's a grace upon your life, and you'll be in it thinking, wow, this feels really easy. But you know it's because it's my yoke that is easy, my burden that is light. Father, I thank you for the anointing and the grace right now. The anointing and the grace right now. Father, I thank you that going to South Africa is not just to submit a PhD. It's basically to stick a stake in the ground and something supernatural resonance. When you submit that PhD, it's going to be like a whacking great big stake being thumped into the ground. And there's going to be a resonance of the Spirit that resounds across that nation in the Spirit. Something in the Spirit is going to resonate in that nation. And the spirit world is like a sonic boom that's going to go into that spirit realm. When you submit that thing and the spiritual state goes in the ground, it's like a resonance goes round. It's like a sudden hit that goes right across the spirit, across that nation. And the spirit world is going to go, whoa, what was that? And it's God saying, I'm about to up the stakes. I'm about to release something that's going to affect tens, hundreds, millions of lives. And like Mary, when she stood before the angel, and she said, let it be as you have said. I believe that's what you've had in your heart. I don't know if you've even said those words or stood like Mary, saying, God, I feel like Mary, totally overwhelmed, but let it be as you have said. And she gave birth to the Son of God, to something supernatural. And I believe in your heart you've been saying, well, God, I'm just a nurse. takes your life and he releases something supernatural through it. See, what God sees is the miracles. Children being healed of AIDS, of other sicknesses and diseases. He sees children coming into families. He sees reconciliation even between parents and their kids. It's not just going to be creating homes and education and training for jobs. There's going to be reconciliation of families and even marriages. There's certainly going to be reconciliation of families and kids with their parents as a result of what's going to happen all over that nation and beyond. What you have sweated blood and tears for in these last few years is going to produce much, much fruit for my kingdom and my purposes. Sponsoring you personally and doing things for you personally, they're going to make what you do so much easier. You're not going to be looking around for this, that and the other. You're going to have several individuals that are going to say, whatever you need personally to get you from A to B, to do this, that or the other, whatever it might be, that's what I'm here to do, to make happen for you. When it's personal, I believe it's not just, I mean, yes, it will bless you personally, but to do with the work. It's going to bring some people around to pay for things, provide stuff, access all sorts of things. You don't have to think about those things. Those days are over, about looking down, trying to wonder about the bits and pieces. Like God said, I'm taking care of that so you can keep your eye on the big picture and where it's all going. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Sharon takes steps forward. The provision for everything's already there. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you, Father. Come on, let's just lift our hands to the Lord. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I know this is probably totally different than what we might have done tonight, but we've got to go with whatever God wants to do. This isn't VIP, it is victory in prayer. Whatever we've been praying, God's been doing stuff for whatever we might cover. He's been praying for Sunday services, Christmas Day 2014. He's been releasing stuff into these guys' lives. It's all part of kingdom faith, going in his name with that apostolic mandate and call upon our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Every student right now, raise your hands in the air. If you're at the Bible College, raise both hands in the air right now. I believe God's saying you're not just in training, and one day your time will come. He says you are in training, but now is the time, and today is the day. What I've been forming in you in these recent weeks, I want you to live in the good of in these next few weeks. I don't want you to switch off and go on holiday. I want you to relax and rest and recuperate. But I want you to live in the good of everything that I've been forming and shaping in your lives to live in. I want your life to be a testimony and a witness in these coming days of the goodness and of who I am, or what I've been revealing of who I am into your life. You're not to stand on a soapbox and make a big deal about it, but as you live daily amongst your friends and family in these coming weeks, what I've put in you is going to flow out through you. Gentleness, the love, the humility, but also a fresh authority and revelation of who I am is going to just flow through. The fire in your eyes and the passion in your belly is going to come through, because you're not going to do certain things you might have done before just because there's no interest in those things any longer. So you live as a set-apart person in these coming days. Rest, relax, and recuperate, but don't put your guard down. Because the enemy is like a roaring lion who is prowling around seeking to devour those that he can take a hold of. So keep your guard up. Stand firm in the faith and everything that you know is true. Live in the good of that in these coming days and weeks, and let your life be a living story. My mercy, grace, and love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any of us in the room, we're going to be spending any time with friends and family that don't know Jesus, just raise both your hands in the air right now. I'm sure that probably is all of us in the room. All of us are going to spend time with friends or family that don't know Jesus. Just raise your hands in the air right now. Just surrender and submit these next few weeks to Him. Maybe some of it can be a challenge at times, you know, the challenging friends or relatives that you know you're going to see. But just turn that from being a challenge into an opportunity. Father, thank you that this isn't just something to be endured, but actually something to be enjoyed. Thank you that you turn whatever might be a bit of a negative in my mind, I thank you, turn it into a positive right now. That I'll look forward to spending time with these friends and family, no matter who they are, Father. I thank you for something in my heart, my life right now, my spirit right now, that actually says, I want to spend time with you and I want to be a blessing to you. Father, we just lift their lives before your throne right now. We lift their lives before you right now. Just name who they are before you. Uncles and aunts and grandparents, cousins, friends, whoever they are, just lift them up before the Lord right now. Just name them. Name them before the Lord. Just rattle their names off right now. Father, I just lift them up before you now, before your throne. Now just thank Him for the same heart that He has for them, that He just downloads that into your heart right now. Father, I thank you for your heart. I thank you to see them with your eyes. And that I would be with them how you would be with them if you were there physically. That I would be exactly with them how you would be with them. With your heart, your compassion, with your words. Not in my own strength, trying to do something, but in yours. Father, I thank you for words of knowledge. Father, I thank you for just insight in those moments, a sensitivity to your spirit, to love them, to speak with them, to treat them in the way that you would. To be full of mercy, grace, compassion, love. Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just lift up this Sunday night here and the following one in Worthing, the two Christmas services we're having, the joint one here this week and the one down in Worthing in the Leisure Centre with some of those guys coming from there and other people being brought. Father, we just lift up every person that we're bringing these coming weeks. Father, we lift them before your throne right now. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We just take authority over every distraction, over every reasoning, over every unbelief. We tear it down right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every excuse, every reasoning, every fear right now, every bad experience of church or Christians, we just tear it down right now in Jesus' name. Every veil of lies and deceit over their eyes and lives, we tear that down now in Jesus' name. And we say every lie has to bow its knee now. Every distraction, bow your knee right now. Every negativity, bow your knee right now. Every reasoning, bow your knee right now. Everything that stands against the purposes of God, bow your knee right now in Jesus' name from their lives. Pride, bow your knee right now in Jesus' name. Self-righteousness that says I could do this on my own, bow your knee right now from their lives. Father, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation being released. I thank you for a disarming that takes place in every one of these friends and family that we're praying for. A disarming, that self-protection, walls of protection, a disarming of those things right now. I don't know if you can picture your friends and relatives, but things being broken off their lives, falling off their lives, self-preservation, resistance, reasoning, pride, self-righteousness, unbelief, whatever it might be, just those things falling off, the veils falling off their eyes right now, falling off their eyes, falling off their lives, falling off their lives. Father, we thank you that as we exalt your name together and we worship you in these weekends coming up, we thank you as we lift your name up. We thank you that as we lift your name up, all men and women will be drawn unto you, Jesus. Unto you, Jesus. We praise your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let's just lift our voices, shall we? Just begin to praise him. Just praise him in adoration right now. Father, I thank you that you have mandated and decreed your purposes for 2014. Father, I, for one, can't pray for anybody else, but I, for one, I want to run into 2014 fully going for everything that you have mandated and decreed for 2014. Father, I don't want to settle for anything less than your best in my own life, in my family, in my household, and in this church, in Kingdom Faith, and everybody connected with Kingdom Faith. I believe these 21 days of prayer, fasting, and feasting are going to really, really set the tone for the year. It's going to be a really important time for us as a church. A detoxing time, but a releasing time as well. believe God's going to change the lifestyle of who we are as a church, as a people, as well as detoxing from the lifestyle of the culture that surrounds us. God's going to change the lifestyle of how we live and how we are as a church, as a people. It's that fundamental, it's that important, these 21 days. Let's just raise our hands over those 21 days right now. Father, I for one want to respond fully to everything you want to do and say during those days. Father, we just pray for every person in the life of the church. Father, we pray that every person would be impacted. And Father, we know that the impact is related to how much we surrender and respond to what you're saying. So Father, I just pray for a very, very responsive people. That as a body, we would be so responsive to you, ready to fast media. What is it really? What do we really give a rip if we have to miss a bit of telly and a bit of social media and a bit of surfing on the internet for a few weeks for your eternal purposes to be worked out? If we miss a few programs and a few footy matches and a bit of Facebook and everything else for a few weeks, surely your purposes are more than just a little bit of inconvenience of that for a few weeks. Father, I ask you that you would just set your mind and heart so deeply in place in our life as a church. So deeply, Father, in our hearts and lives as a church, that we'll see, well, I mean, come on, just miss a bit of this, that, and the other for a few weeks. Goodness me. Father, I thank you that that is the kind of thing that resounds in our hearts and lives as a people. That we have a wake-up call. You open our eyes fully. It's like, wow, of course I can do that. Flip. God's purposes are so much more than a bit of this, that, and the other. Father, I thank you that you just changed the lifestyle of who we are as a people, that we live differently during that time, but as a result of that time afterwards. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody in agreement with that?
Amen.
Everybody shout amen then.
Amen.
Come on, let's give him a great shout of praise and thanksgiving. Just take a minute, turn to somebody else, take a minute, a few seconds each, whatever, and just say, what, when you were praying early, when we were praying, what was God forming in you? Some of you might not have an idea. You might just think, I don't know, but something was happening. But if you got an idea, what was forming? What did God show you? Just turn to somebody else and just share with them for a minute. Go. You might turn and say, I don't know, but God was doing something. Or you might know, actually, God put this nation on my heart or this situation or whatever it was. Just share that for a minute.